environments of oppression. I join you all from the American state of mass incarceration, a state like poverty, oppression, environmental racism, police violence, and governmental repression. It is not unlike what is happening to Brother Keziah in Paris, governmental repression against dissent. Generations ago, the American Civil Rights Movement was born by the brutality, torture, and drowning death of a teenage boy, Emmett Till. Today, a global human rights movement was born by the slow-motion brutality of police violence against a man in his 40s, George Floyd, who died in his 40s. George Floyd, he died by a knee on his neck. From a teenager to a man in his 40s, the repression is the same. The racial hatred is the same. The deadly result is the same. What is a human right without the right to life? We are asking that question throughout the black world, sparked by George Floyd, but it didn't begin there. It cannot end there. In an age of global pandemic, black and brown people are the first to get sick, the first to get fired, and the most to die from COVID-19. They're also the last to receive medical treatment, the last to get vaccines. Where is the human rights there? That question may be asked in Paris. That question may be asked in the United States. That question may be asked in the black world entire. We join you in this day of resistance against slavery in all its forms against the black world. And one of its greatest avatars, Frantz Fanon, who wrote and worked and lived for the wretched of the earth. For Keziah, free Keziah. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.